大家好。
These resistors。
今天刚才领诗的还有献诗的都说了今天。
Just like the one who's leading the praise and also the offering the psalms, that today is the Lunar New Year.
所以我在这里也特别向大家祝贺新年。
So I'd like to wish everyone here a Happy New Year.
我在这里也特别要向比我长辈的这些年长的弟兄姐妹们朋友们向你们祝贺新年。
And also especially here, I'd like to wish those who are older than me, who are my elders, a Happy New Year.
祝你们在新的一年里面，你们身体健康。
And wish you have a healthy and strong body in the New Year.
And 借着你们那个神在你们身上的丰满的恩典，也能够借着你们给你们的后代一代代，他们能够看见，也能够领受这福这大的福气。
And also may your descendants see the abundant blessing that the Lord has given you.
我也借刚才小爱带我们一起读的这段诗篇里面的一段话来做作为神对你们的祝福。
And also I would like to refer back to again to Psalm 92 as our sister Alice read before as a encouragement.
就是在诗篇九十二篇的十四节。
And so it's in Psalm 92 verse 14.
他们年老的时候，仍要结果子，要满了枝浆而常发青。
They will still yield fruit in old age. They shall be full of sap and very green.
我要特别也要为跟我这一辈的在我这一辈的也向你们祝贺新年。
I also like to wish those who are in my generation a happy new year.
我知道这一辈你们不但要就是要尊老，尊敬老人。
Not only do we need to respect those who are older than us,
而且要抚养你们的儿女。
But then we also have the responsibility of raising our children.
无论在工作中还是在教会里面，都是要做支柱。
And no matter whether it's in your workplace or in the church, you have become a strong supporting force in wherever you are.
所以在新的一年里面。求我们的主加添我们这边人的力量。
And I pray that the Lord will add strength to us.
而且让我们在地上每一天做见证的时候，有你主的自己的同在。
And also in this new year, as we become testimony for you, that you will be with us.
我也为比我们小辈的年轻人向你们祝贺新年。
I also wish the younger generation a happy new year.
也祝你们不但身体更加的健壮，而且你们的父母亲更加的爱你们。
And not only do you have a stronger physical body, but also your parents will love you more.
你们年轻人自己在一起的时候，也是彼此敬重，也是彼此相爱。
And also, I wish that you would respect one another and love one another as you gather together.
让我们主的恩典在我们中间真是丰丰满满的显出来。
And may our Lord's blessing be fully revealed.
好，我们今天的信息我是选自从约翰福音第十五章里面选出来的这句话。
A message come today comes from chapter 15 of John.
是在约翰福音的十五节，这里说到，你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。
It's in verse
15.
Okay, it's in verse 15.Number four, abide in me and I in you.
我们知道，如果你看了圣经的话，这一段的话是主耶稣在前面已经在安慰门徒的时候，在第十四章安慰门徒之后，在这里又讲到我是真葡萄树。
So my Lord Jesus spoke these words after he had comforted his disciples, and he also said, "I am the true vine."
如果大家再往前面回忆的时候，我们主耶稣他讲了有几个他是什么。
So if you will think back, Lord Jesus mentioned several things that he is.
如果我们大家看的话，是在约翰福音第六章的三十五节和第四十八节，他说到我就是生命的粮。
So if you refer back to chapter 6 verse 35, he says, I am the bread of life.
然后在约翰第八章十二节说到，我就是世界的光。
And also in chapter 8 verse 12 he says, I am the light of the world.
然后在第十章第七节说到，我就是羊的门。
And also in chapter 10 verse 7 it says, I am the door of the sheep.
然后在第十章十一节说到，我是好牧人。
And also in verse 11 it says, I am the good shepherd.
然后在第十四章第六节说到，我就是道路、真理、生命。
And then in chapter 14 verse 6 it says, I am the way and the truth.
那么在这里第十五章第一节说到，我是真葡萄树。
And then here in chapter 15 verse 1 says, I am the true vine.
在这里请大家特别注意到，他说他是真葡萄树。
Here please pay attention that he said, I am the true vine.
我不知道，我因为我在最前面比较以前读的时候没有真的注意到这个地方。
I know you, but before when I was reading the Bible, I didn't really pay attention to this part.
当我读到这里，我就想到，哦，我们主耶稣在做一个比喻，他好像是一棵真的葡萄树。
So when I was reading this part, I felt like, okay, he's making an analogy and says that he is a vine.
所以然后我就继续往下看，哦，我们是枝子。
And so, and then I'll repass that, and then to the part where it says we are like branches.
然后呢，啊，枝子要结果子。
And the branch will bear fruit.
那么，所以脑海里想象就是想象这棵我们眼睛能看到的这棵葡萄树。
So what's in my mind is the image of this grapefruit, grapevine we can see.
可是这次我们再继续你读的时候。你要回到这里，他说他是真葡萄树。
But then if you read back again, it says, I am the true vine.
所以刚才我前面也读了一些，耶稣他自己介绍他是生命的粮。
So like we read before, Lord Jesus himself said he is the bread of life.
世界的光。
It's the light of the world.
羊的门。
And the door of the sheep.
好牧人。
He's a good shepherd.
道路、真理、生命。
He's the truth, the life, and the way.
他在讲这些话时，他没有做比喻。他说他就是。
When he's making these comments, he didn't make any analogy. He said he is.
所以我们在这里，我们特别是我们已经在主里多年的哈蒙恩的人，我们所以在读的时候，在想的时候，可能我们要从另外一个角度去想。
So I think, but however, as we get to this verse, I think those who of us who have been saved for many years, we should look at this from a different angle.
也许就是说，真是打开我们心灵的这个眼睛，能够看到这棵真葡萄树。
In other words, maybe we should open the true eyes within us to see this the true vine.
所以他那棵树是真的，我们这里在地上所看到的葡萄树，只是它的可以说反照或者是一个比喻。
So, he is the true vine, and so what we can see physically on this world is.Or we can say a mirror image of what he is.
所以就像在旧约里面其中摩西神吩咐摩西到照山上的样式去做。
And just like in the Old Testament where God commanded Moses to create according to what he saw.
Yeah, 所以我们在领受的时候要想象到确实是在天上他是真的。
So to truly understand this, we need to realize that in the heavens, he is the truth.
所以我们在地上看的葡萄树只是我们用它来作为一个比喻来比喻这个真葡萄树
So in heaven he is this true vine and so what we see on this earth as the grape vine is a reflection is an analogy of what he is
我讲到这里不知道大家是不是模糊一点了哈
I'm not sure if you're confused by now
我想模糊一点可能就对了
I think if you're a little bit confused that's right
因为这个真葡萄树我们确实现在是看不很清楚的
because truly we can't really see clearly what this true vine is
因为只有到那天我们真正见到他的时候所有一切的模糊都很清晰了
now only on the day when we see him will all these fog go away
好我们一起来先读一段这个圣经约翰福音十五章从第一节读到第八节
so let's read from John chapter 15 from verse 1 to 8
我们先用中文。
I'll read in Chinese first.
第一节，我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。现在你们应我讲给你们的道，已经干净。你们要藏在我里面， 我也藏在你们里面，枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子。因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
Chapter 15, verse 1 to 8, let's read together. I am the true vine, and my Father is the wine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it so that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. So neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather them and cast them into fire and they are burnt. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples.
所以主耶稣他在这里说到他是真葡萄树。
So here our Lord Jesus said he is the true vine.
我们知道在创世纪刚开始的时候，神向亚当给亚当所看到的，在伊甸园里面看到的是什么？
So if we think back to in beginning of Genesis, what God revealed to Adam in the garden is,
他就给他看到很多很多的果树。
He let him see many fruit trees.
当然其中特别提到有生命树，也有分别善恶的树。
And then also there's the tree of life and also the tree of knowing the knowledge of good and evil.
然后你们也没有注意到在圣经里面哈，许多许多地方包括耶稣主耶稣他举的例子都是举很多跟葡萄树有关系的。
I'm not sure if you notice this, but in the Bible there are many places including the examples that our Lord Jesus gave has to do with grapes.
他举了个例子说到那个到葡萄园里去做工的工人。
For example, he gave an example of the workers who are working in the grapevine ranch.
他也讲到一个有一个财主他买了葡萄园，然后做好了，然后交给仆人去管理。
And one example he gave is a rich man who bought such a such a garden.
包括主耶稣在最后的晚餐的时候用的那个是葡萄汁。
And also including and during the Last Supper, the wine he drank is from made from grape.
他说这是代表他立约的血。
And our Lord Jesus said that this is represent the covenant in His blood.
所以现在让我们正式看到这一棵真葡萄树，它的根是在天上。
So this now allows us to see that this true vine whose root is in the heavens.
那么第一节的第二段说到，我父是栽培的人。
And here it says that my father is the vine dresser.
所以他在第一句话里面就把他和父的关系说向我们显明。
So in the very first verse, he clearly revealed the relationship between him and the father.
所以我们知道这从这里看，它不是一个比喻，它是向我们一个启示。
So here we can see that this is not an analogy, but rather a revelation to us.
主耶稣说他是真葡萄树，父是栽培的人。
He said, "I am the true vine, and the father is the wine dresser."
所以让我们看到他。首先把他和父的关系建立起来，让我们看见，向我们显明。
So here we can see in the very beginning, he showed us clearly the relationship between him and the father.
是谁有主权
？And who the power lies within?
对，他这个真葡萄树是由谁栽培
？This true vine, who is pruning this true vine?
也是为谁所有
？And then who it belongs to?
我们再注意看第二节。
So let's turn to verse 2.
凡属我不结果子的枝子他就剪去，凡结果子的他就修理干净，使枝子结得更多。
Every branch in me that does not bear fruit he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit he prunes it so that it may bear more fruit.
在这里说我们先不要被担心那个不结果子被剪去。
So here, let's temporarily put aside the branch that does not bear any fruit.
我们还是把这第二节和第一节放在一起看。我们主耶稣在这里还是向我们启示他和父的关系。
And let's put verse 1 and 2 together. Here we can see that he's still continuing to reveal the relationship between him and other.
这棵真葡萄树，它没有自己的自己的意愿。
This true vine does not have its own will.
所有的主权是在我们父的手上。
And all the initiation power is within the Father.
父有着主权把枝子剪去。
And the Father has the power to cut away.
而且父的心意是要修要这个树结果子更多。
And the will of the Father is for this vine to bring more fruit.
看到这棵真葡萄树。
So that we may see this true vine.
他知道栽培人的心意。
He knows what it means to prune the people.
好，那下面第三节的时候，他就在这时在讲到和我们的关系。
And in verse 3, it reveals his relationship with us.
现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了。
You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you.
所以我们在这里，他在这里也是跟我们跟这些门徒说，也就是跟我们这些人说。
He is speaking to the disciple, but he's also speaking to us as well.
就跟我们这些凡属我不结果凡属我的就是我们这些都是属我们主耶稣基督的。
And all those who belong to me, as in all of us who belong to our Lord Jesus.
因主耶稣传给我们的道，我们已经干净了。
Because of the word he has spoken to us, we are clean.
下面第四节他说，你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。
And in verse 4 it says,Abide in me and I in you.
枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。
And as the branches cannot bear fruit of itself,
你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。
Unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me.
主耶稣在这里讲了他和父的关系之后，然后就讲了和我们的关系。
So our Lord Jesus here, after he tells us the relationship between him and the Father, he then tells us his relationship with us.
在这里我们所看到的，他把我们称为枝子。
Here we can see that he calls us his branches.
你如果真正看的话，我们如果看地，我们看地上这个葡萄树的话。
So if you truly look upon a grapevine on this earth,
你如果看的时候，你有没有注意到？你会看的时候特别分一下这个是树，那个是枝子，还是只是说一看这个上面有葡萄，你说这是葡萄树
？When you're looking upon a grapevine, would you say distinguish? Oh, this is the vine itself, or this is branch, or would you look at it as a whole?
所以你真正看的话，如果说这个是这一段从地上以上或者到哪一个部分粗的开始变细的时候是树，然后在上面是枝子，可以这样分吗？
So ask yourself whether you can really distinguish which part is the vine itself and which is a branch when you're looking at a grapevine.
我们主耶稣在这里真正讲的要注意到，这葡萄树就是葡萄树，如果你不论把它种到哪里，它都是结葡萄。
So here our Lord Jesus said, a grapevine is a grapevine, and wherever you plant it, it still bears fruit.
可是他在这里为什么说我们是枝子呢？
But why did he mention that we are branches?
所以你有没有在这里看到一棵真正的葡萄树，它的根是在上面，而枝子现在我们这些人是在这个世界上面。
So you can see that this true vine, that the root is in the heavens, while the branches, us, is on this earth.
而且我们的父是栽培的人。
And our Father is the vine dresser.
从这里这个图像，你们有没有看到我们常常在这里讲，我们主耶稣是我们的头，教会是他的身体。
So do you see this image where we often talk about how Jesus is our head and the church is his body?
我们在这里看到的是一个真正的一棵葡萄树，它的根是从永远到永远。
And here we see a true vine whose root is from the very beginning to the very end.
而且它的枝子枝子是连在这棵属天的这棵葡萄树上面。
And the branches are connected to this heavenly vine.
那么好，下面我们就是要看结果子的事情。
Okay, so next we'll look at bearing fruits.
那既然这棵是真葡萄树，那么它一定要结果子。
So this is true vine, it must bear fruit.
那么主耶稣在这里说我们是枝子。
Here he said, you are branches.
在这里我们可以说，如果你真的在看到，真是主耶稣高抬我们。
So truly he had raised our position.
把我们这些人啊，可以说堕落的人，从亚当到现在以来，真是堕落的人，变成了在他树上，在他葡萄树上面这个枝子。
He had raised people who have fallen since the time of Adam to become a branch that's connected to him.
我们知道我们的亚当祖先，我们也是因为在树的方面选择果子方面啊，选择哪一棵树的方面，一人啊啊。没有按照神的旨意去做，亏缺了神的荣耀。
We also see our ancestor Adam because he made a wrong choice and picked the wrong fruit and shortchanged God's glory.
然后我们这些人都通通都被赶出伊甸园。
And all of us were driven out of Garden of Eden.
因为什么呢？神怕我们再去吃那生命树。
Because God was afraid that we will continue to eat from the tree of life.
可是我们在这里现在看到我们主耶稣他在这里说他是这棵真葡萄树
But here we see that Lord Jesus said he is the true vine
而且我们呢已经是干净的
And also that we are clean
而且我们是他这棵树上的枝子
And also we're the branch upon this vine
好我们在这里再看一段我们想看一段那个旧约里面因为我们常常知道旧约里面是很多是图画
Let's turn to the Old Testament
我们先看一下利未记利未记二十六章的第三节到第五节。
Leviticus chapter 26 verse 3-5。
利未记的二十六节，二十六章第三节到第五节。
Leviticus chapter 26 verse 3-5。
我来读，你们看就好了。
I'll read and you can just read along。
第三节，你们若遵行我的律法，谨守我的诫命。我就给你们降下时雨
If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments so as to carry them out
我就给你们降下时雨叫地生出土产田野的树木结果子
And then I shall give you rains in their season so that the land will yield its produce and the trees of the field will bear their fruit
你们打粮食要打到摘葡萄的时候
Indeed, your fishing will last for you until grape gathering.
摘葡萄要摘到撒种的时候。
And grape gathering will last until sowing time.
并且要吃得饱足，在你们的地上安然居住。
You will thus eat your food to the full and live securely in your land.
在这里，我们特别看到，我们从这些经文，旧约里面这些经文也看到，在那个时候，我们的神他要告诉犹太人、以色列人。他是真正的他是主人他是栽培的人
So even in the Old Testament time we can see that the Lord tells the Israelite people that he is the vine dresser he is the master
你注意看到他叫就给他们降下时雨叫地生出土产
So and then if you go back you'll see that he caused the rain to fall so that the land will yield its produce
如果这些以色列人遵行他的律例他就让他们丰丰满满。
If the Israelites will keep his commandment, he will make sure that they are blessed abundantly.
所以我们在这里有看到我们这里看到还是从圣经的最开始，仍然是生命树的问题。生命树是选择生命的树，还是选择其他的
？So even in the Old Testament time, in the beginning, it deals with making decision to choose from the tree of life or other trees.
我们主耶稣在这里，他仍然向我们显明这个生命树。
And here, our Lord Jesus still shows us the tree of life.
这个生命树以前我们是没有办法去再去接近的，因为已经被神所用基路伯把它拦起来了。
But before we no longer have any ways to get close to the tree of life because God has driven us out of the garden.
而现在因着我们主耶稣他所做的他所成就的我们却和这棵树连和生命树又有连在一起。
But because what Jesus had done for us that once again we have a connection with this tree of life.
所以你看的时候从整本圣经来看仍然围绕着这棵生命树。
So if you look at this Bible as a whole, you will realize that it's all surrounding this tree of life.
我们这个亚当这个第一人，他就是在这个上面选择上面，他没有按照神的旨意去做。
So Adam, this first man, upon choosing this tree, he did not choose according to God's will.
以至于我们后面整个一篇整个圣经从头到尾讲的仍然是这个生命树。
And also which lead to the rest of history that's described in the Bible is all surrounding this tree of life.
实际上神还是要给我们还是给我们选择要我们要选生命树。
So God still gave us a choice to choose this tree of life.
我们再看一下旧约里面的生命记。
So if we would turn to Deuteronomy.
我们大家都知道我们读了圣经都知道律法是借着摩西传的。
So we all know that the commandments came from Moses.
恩典是借着我们主耶稣传的。
And blessing comes from grace comes from our Lord Jesus.
所以我们想看一看在旧约里面摩西所传的，然后和我们现在我们主耶稣所传的，让我们是不是真正看到我们现在确实是在我们主的恩典之中。
So let's do a comparison by reading what was passed on from Moses and what our Lord Jesus commands us to do, and see whether we are truly blessed.
在生命记里面第三十章。
In Deuteronomy chapter 30,
三十章的第十一节到二十节
，verse 11 to 20。
大家都知道哈，在那个前面我们圣经的前五本书都是摩西所写。
As you all know, the first five books are written by Moses.
一直从出埃及讲到出埃及里面也提到很多很多的律法。
And in Exodus, it mentioned a lot of the commandments.
然后到利未记到生命记都在谈律法。
And then also in Leviticus and Deuteronomy, they all talk about the laws.
而且在这段时间在第三十章十一节到二十节是知道摩西他知道他的时间，他要神不让他过约旦河。
So in chapter 30, we see that Moses knows that God wouldn't allow him to cross the River Jordan.
也就是说，摩西在地上的侍奉的时间到了。
In other words, his time on this earth of serving God has come to an end.
也所以你们读旧约都知道哈，这时候摩西。可以说是向他们这些他所带领出来的人给他们一个忠告。
So this you can treat this as like the last words that Moses has for the people who he led out.
也可以说是他留给他们一个遗命。
And also this could be his last will.
所以我们知道他这个话也是把他总结了他一生跟随神他所知道的他都要传给他们他的下面接续他的人。
So basically these words summarize all that he learned from walking with God and he wanted to pass this on to the people.
还是这样我来读你们看。
So again I'll just read and you can read along silent.
第十一节我今日所吩咐你的诫命不是你难行的也不是离你远的。
For this commandment which I command you today is not too difficult for you nor is it out of reach.
不是在天上使你说谁替我们上天取下来使我们听见可以遵行呢
It is not in heaven that you should say who will go up to heaven for us to get it for us and make us hear it that we may observe it
也不是在海外使你说谁替我们取了来使我们听见可以遵行呢
Nor is it beyond the sea that you should sayWho will cross the sea for us to get it for us and make us hear it that we may observe it?
这话却离你甚近，就在你口中，在你心里，使你可以遵行。
But the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may observe it.
看哪，我今日将生与福、死与祸陈明在你面前。
See, I have set before you today life and prosperity and death and adversity.
吩咐你爱耶和华你的神遵行他的道谨守他的诫命履列典章使你可以存活人数增多耶和华你神就必在你所要进去得为业的地上赐福于你
In that I command you today to love the Lord your God to walk in his ways and keep his commandments and his statutes and judgments that you may live and multiply and that the Lord your God may bless you in the land where you are entering to possess it
倘若你心里偏离不肯听从却被勾引去敬拜侍奉别神
But if your heart turn away and you will not obey but are drawn away and worship other gods and observe them, and serve them
我今日明明告诉你们你们必要灭亡在你过约旦河进去得为业的地上你的日子必不长久
I declare to you today that you shall surely perishYou will not prolong your days in the land where you are crossing the Jordan to enter and possess it.
我今日呼天唤地向你做见证， 我将生死祸福沉迷在你面前，所以你要拣选生命，使你和你的后裔都得存活。
I call heaven and earth to witness against you today, and I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. So choose life in order that you may live, you and your descendants.
且爱耶和华神，且爱耶和华你的神，听从他的话，专靠他，因为他是你的生命。
By loving the Lord your God, by obeying his voice, and by holding fast to him, for this is your life.
你的日子长久也在乎他。
And length of your days, that you may live.
这样你就可以在耶和华向你列祖亚伯拉罕以撒雅各启示允许所赐的地上居住。
That you may live in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them.
好，摩西在这里《生命记》里面特别前面写到的时候，他已经说。
So here in Deuteronomy, when Moses wrote this, he said,
我今日所吩咐你的诫命不是你难行的。
For this commandment which I command you today is not too difficult for you, nor is it out of reach.
也不是离你远的。
Nor is it out of reach.
可是我们知道，整个旧约看下来哈，虽然摩西在这里说不是难行的。也不是离他们远的，可是我们人做不到。
But after reading through the Old Testament, we can see that even though he said that it's not something that's too difficult for them, but nor is it out of reach.
我们现在来看看我们主耶稣。
The history reveals that it's hard for them to keep. So let's turn to see the New Testament, see what our Lord Jesus said.
他把这个道道成肉身，真是带到了我们的面前。
The Word became flesh and brought this Word to us.
你住在我们中间，丰丰满满。
And live within our hearts.
所以，而且不但我们听见，而且看见了。
And not only do we hear it, but we see it as well.
所以，在这里，我们可以说，我们跟旧约的时代比起来，真是恩典。
So here, compared to the Old Testament times, truly these are blessings.
他在地上生活。
He lived on this earth.
把见证做出来。
And become a testimony for us.
让真的道成为肉身。
So the word become flesh.
那么我们下面主耶稣他注意看到这里讲到真葡萄之后，下面呢就讲到他如何就是上十字架受难。
And here after he talked about the true vine, he revealed talked about how he will suffer and then went on the cross.
他也是一样，跟摩西也是一样，摩西在这里最后的嘱咐。
Just like Moses who is giving his last words.
我们主耶稣也是一样，他说到地上的工作要结束的之后，也是像他的门徒这样说。
Our Lord Jesus is the same that upon the time when his work on this earth is about to come to an end, he said to his disciples.
而且不像在旧约的时候，摩西在这说你们一定要拣选生命。
And unlike what Moses said in the Old Testament, he said you need to choose life.
而且他在这里，我们的主耶稣已经把我们接上。
And here.Lord Jesus already connected us.
已经和他这棵真葡萄树接在一起。
Already connected us with this true vine.
这个已经成就了，不需要我们去努力。
It's already been done. We don't have to do anything.
而且我们也没法努力。
And also, there's nothing we can do.
那么主耶稣在这里唯一的要嘱咐我们的是。
And the only thing that he commanded us to do is.
在第四节里面说，你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。
It's in verse 4. It says, "Abide in me, and I in you."
那么我们来看看哈，我们来看一下，怎么是藏在主耶稣里面。
So how do we abide in him?
实际上我们自己啊，包括我们每一个人都受洗的时候，我们可以现在自己回忆一下自己哈。
So if you think back to the time when you were baptized.
自从得救以后到现在。
And from the time you were saved till now.
我们有没有就是说啊结出果子来。
Have we ever bore any fruits?
答案应该是有的。
And the answer should be yes.
但只是说多不多。
The question remains is just how many.
我们就看前不久我们教会的受洗都是年轻人啊，跟年轻人。
We see that a while back when we had a last baptismal service, all those who were baptized are young people.
你看这些年轻人他们做见证的时候。
And you see these young people as they give their testimony.
他们身上有主耶稣的生命在里面。
They have the life of the Lord Jesus in them.
你听到他们见证里面出来是不是有果子出来。
And you can hear whether fruit was bore, they bear any fruit in their testimony.
所以我们每一位我们在受洗 在归入主的名下的时候所结出的，这就是果子。
And I think every one of us, when we're baptized and giving testimony, that's the fruit we bear.
对啊，我们在众人的面前啊做见证，我们荣耀神。
Because we become a testimony in front of everyone to and glorify God.
而且这些啊做见证的时候，他们常常也提到跟他们啊他们的父母是如何待他们。
And also these people who, when they give their testimony, they also mention how their parents treat them.
教会的兄弟姐妹们是如何啊在他们成长的道路上是如何。给他们的影响。
And how the brothers and sisters affect their life, their spiritual growth.
所以从他们见证里面都听到其他的他们的父母在他们面前兄弟姐妹在他们所看到的都有美好的果子出来。
And so also from their testimony about their sharing about their parents and also the brothers and sisters in church that you can see that they also bear fruit.
所以这个结出这果子是我们的主耶稣的生命在里面。
So the bearing of this fruit has the life of our Lord Jesus with
it. 那么现在我们主耶稣他并不是说我们不结果子。
Here Lord Jesus did not say that we did not bear fruit.
他要我们多结果子。
Rather he wants us to bear more fruit.
而且多结果子的目的是什么
？And the purpose of that bearing more fruit is
就是要啊让我们的父因此得荣耀。
That our Father may be glorified by this.
所以我们现在问题，我们并不是说我们是不是结果子怕被啊神剪去，这个枝子被剪去哈。
So the question now is whether we bear fruit or not, and if not, we will be cut away from the branch by the Father. That's not the question here.
我们的问题就是在这里是否。愿意多结果子。
The question rather is, will we be willing to bear more fruit?
我们来具体看一下哈，我们就说，因为从我啊，我是也是九三年哈，九三年受洗到现在。
So looking back on myself, I was baptized in 93.
我之所以能够啊接受主，也是。和教会的兄弟姐妹的见证出来是很有关系的。
And the reason I accepted the Lord has to do with the testimony from brothers and sisters.
不但是啊有传道的讲道各种的啊见证福音，而且兄弟姐妹啊身上的这种爱的果子出来。
But not only from the messages, but also from the love that's revealed from brothers and sisters.
对，我当时还记得那个受洗之前，上了王荣的那个基要真理的课哈。
And I still remember before I was baptized, I attended a class offered by our brother Wang Rong regarding baptism.
后来我报名要受洗的时候。
And so I signed up to be baptized.
然后还要个别的谈话，那时候还个别谈话。
And he'll have a one-on-one time with us.
那个别谈话他是说什么？他要看看这个人是死的还是活的，他说。
And the purpose is to see whether we're alive or dead or alive.
如果是死的话，还不能受洗。
And if you're dead,You cannot be baptized.
后来那个时候就问王荣，那个你怎么知道是死的活的呢
？So then I asked him, how do you know whether somebody is dead or alive?
然后他说你脚踢一踢就可以了。
So you just kick them.
他一踢一动好就活的。
If you kick them and they move, then they're alive.
还算好，那个时候他让我受洗，说明还是活的哈。
So it's a good thing that when he allowed me to be baptized, I was still alive.
但问题是在哪里？是不是我们？接受了救恩，我们在受洗的时候啊，被为我们一起受洗的说问我们的三个问题，我们说 yes 的时候，我们是否后面还在持守着我们所说的
？So the question is whether we continue to go obey and do according to the three questions that we answer while we've been baptized.
啊，这也是我们的啊信实的问题哈。
This also has to do with our faith.
这也是信实的果子，我们是否还在持守着我们在神面前所应许的
？This also has to do with fruit of faith and whether we can still continue to obey what we said on that day.
对，下面我想来分三个地方来三个时段，就根据我们人每一天的活动来分成三个时段来看看我们。如何结果子哈？如何结果子
？So I would like to next look upon a normal day life and divide that into three sections and discuss how we bear fruits.
我们不要忘记我们的结果子的那个重点的奥秘是在我们要在主的里面。
And so do not forget the secret to bearing fruit is to be abiding in the Lord.
如果像我们这些蒙恩得救的人，我们把一天里面我们来看一看我们。在哪几个地方哈
？So for those of us who are saved, if we look on every day where we are,
一个呢，我可以说一个，你要么在家里，对吧？你在家里。
So we are either in our home,
或者是在查经班或者教会，我讲的就讲的教堂或者礼拜堂。
A church, this physical structure.
另外一个呢，就是在这个中间，那个我包括你们上班、上学什么，去买菜。
And third is in between, whether we're at school or at work.
我把这个分成这个三段哈，有没有漏掉的地方？除了这三个地方，还有什么其他地方
？So I'd like to separate into these three sections.
所以第一个，我们在家里。
So first, let's look at the life in our home.
在家里怎么多结果子
？How do we bear more fruit in the home?
因为我是弟兄哈，所以我在这里只讲弟兄方面的一些见证。
So because I'm brother, so I'll speak from a brother's point of view.
实际上在家里这个如果多结果子，这个是可以说是就是说。有的时候确实很难做到的事情。
So, in the home to bear more fruit, sometimes it's really hard to do.
我们就是说，因为我们去年这个时候我跟海波一起去参加了一个叫夫妻恩爱营。
So, about this time last year, my sister and I went to this married couple camp.
他这个是基督徒办的，以圣经的圣经的教训来引导加强夫妻之间的恩爱。
This camp is established by Christians based on the teachings within the Bibles and how to build a stronger relationship between couples.
有两对带领的夫妇哈。
There are two leading couples.
他们自己做见证。
So they give the testimonies.
因为他们已经在你这方面很多年，他们自己做见证。
So they've been at this for many years, so they give examples themselves.
他说他们刚刚在另外一个夫妻营里面讲了，跟大家就是一起来的怎么讲，就是夫妻的恩爱，从神的教导来，从耶稣的爱来。
So they've been just sharing in another marriage couple camp about how to build a stronger relationship between.Couples by when looking studying Jesus' love and God's love.
但会后他们两个夫妻两个在讨论下一课的材料的时候就有了争执。
But then during meeting between two of them afterwards and discussing what else to share for the next meeting, they had an argument.
然后越吵越凶，越吵越凶。
And the argument got worse.
他们自己后来做见证跟我们讲，他说实在是难，他说。
And later on, they gave testimony and said it's truly hard.
他们知道一吵他们，但他们知道他们一吵架，一有不和，已经不在主里。
But they know that as soon as they start arguing, they're no longer in the Lord.
那个包括我家里面一样哈，在家里面一样。
And that's same within my household.
我还记得我那个也是我受洗之后。
I still remember after I was baptized.
我在家里跟海波常常我们说我们讲道理。
And I was in my house and arguing with my sister and we're talking about
reasoning. 因为我们没有什么大吵架，但是我们就是有总归夫妻之间有点什么事讨论的时候，总归好像搞到最后这个声调语调各方面都不大对。
So we don't have any big fights, but you know how in couples they usually have arguments and until we got to a point where we were using the wrong tone and raising our voices.
那个时候呢，我就一直跟他辩论之后，他也根本不听哈，他不听。
And so when we're arguing, she wouldn't listen to what I had to say.
后来呢，我就说这样子吧，我们找比我们属灵的人去谈。
And I said, how about this? Why don't we go and talk about this with people who are more spiritual, who are more spiritual than us?
那个好像是94年的事情，然后我就和他，我们找了一位读神学的，而且是已经在主里侍奉多年的，去我们找他们谈，让他们评评理。
And so that was back in 1994, and so we went to find a couple who actually went to who've been serving for many years and to allow him to make a judgment for us.
对，我去了之前我就觉得我是非常有道理的，我说。
So before I went, I felt I was in the right.
然后呢谈完之后他那个弟兄是跟我谈然后姐妹跟海波谈
and so during discussions the brother was talking to me and then his wife was talking with my wife
然后谈完之后呢我根本就没有得到我想要的他是说、哎、你很对、嗯、也有道理
but after the conversation I didn't receive what I was looking for which is to say to hear from him that you're right
但这个事呢，就后来就放下来了。但我心里就是总是不舒服。
But I let that go. But within my heart, it always bothered me.
对吧？我说，照理是信主了，对吧？我们有真理，对不对
？So to me, I think that so after we believe in the Lord, there's this truth.
但是我们到了弟兄姐妹面前，好像也这个真理好像也没说出来，他没有看到的。我看见是真理。
But when we come before those brothers and sisters, this truth never came out.
只是到最近一段时间哈，我慢慢才真正的认识到。
But only it's about recently when realized that.
我们知道我们在和妻子之间如果有这种方面有一点只要有一点争执的话，我们已经不在主耶稣里。
That when we have a different opinion, when we have arguments with our wives, then we're no longer in the Lord.
我们已经在主的外面。
We're outside of the Lord.
我们在如果我们按照主耶稣来看，要我们需要他要我们在他的里面的话。
And so if we do according to what he commanded us, which is to be abide in him,
在主里面我们是没有什么讲道理或者公平不公平的事情。
In him there is no judgment of right. There's no room for reasoning and to say which what is fair and what is not.
就在他里面只有就是说行诸般的义
and in him there's only one way which is to do according to his will
啊，就是按照主耶稣他自己所做的
and to do as what Jesus did himself
在家里面只有包容
and in our house there's only acceptance
啊，包括这个这是一个是丈夫与妻子之间啊，在这样的一个关系也是让我看见啊。
This is a relationship I saw that should be between a wife and a husband.
因为这个基督徒的家和不是基督徒的家一定会有区别。
So there should be a definite difference between a house of a Christian and one that is not a Christian.
如果没有区别的话，一定是这个基督徒的家有问题。
And if you cannot see a difference, there is something wrong with that.
一定现在知道一定是没有果子。
And we also know that house will not bear any fruit.
虽然我们口上可以称我们有各种各样的属灵的知识，我们都能讲。
Even though we may say that we have many spiritual knowledge,
但是我们的家庭如果在世人的眼里看来和别人没有任何差别的话，有可能甚至还更糟的话，那就一定有问题。
But if our house, to the outsiders, if they cannot see any difference in our house.Or maybe it's even worse than the average household, then there's something wrong with this house.
我们这人在外面的时候，别人可能可以看我们很敬虔。
Maybe from when we're outside of the house, and people may see we are very devout Christians.
可是在家里，如果在夫妻之间的争吵或者什么所有的事情上，包括与孩子上面，如果没有能够让他们看见我们是真正的基督徒的话。
But when we're within our own home and no matter on different issues of discussion and if they cannot see that we're Christians
那么我们就是在主耶稣的外面
then we're outside
既然在外面的时候主耶稣也说到我们就不能做什么
and when we're outside of him like Lord Jesus said we cannot do anything
我从另外一方面也来看因为我也做父亲啊，从另外一方面来看跟孩子之间的关系
So from another point of view as a father let me discuss the relationship with our children
特别是和女儿之间有的时候跟她讲两句话她就不愿意跟我讲
Especially with the daughter sometimes when we talk just a few sentences they wouldn't want to talk anymore
因为后来我才了解因为她跟妈妈说她说爸爸好像总是对她说
And later I realized that because she said to her mother that dad always seemed to be right.
所以我这句话实际上一直放在我心里。
So this word has constantly been in my heart.
实际上我们许多人这孩子长大了都要开车了哈，我们就从开车这个事情来讲。
So as you all know, when children gets older, they start to drive. So I'll start with this.
而且我当到先不讲他学车，就讲他拿到驾照之后开车了。
So let's not put aside learning how to drive first. Let's talk about after they received the license and started to drive.
开车之后，我就常常有机会的话，我就跟他讲，跟他一起出去到哪里去，或者陪他去哪里的时候，我就说你来开。
So after they got their license, we got many opportunities where we go outside to a certain place, and then I told them that you can drive.
我心想就是说，他在开车的时候，我可以就是说把一些经验各方面的告诉他，让他能够开车开得更好。
And my reasoning is that as they drive, I can sit on the side and share my experience with them so they become better drivers.
我们女儿很聪明啊，她。
So my daughter is very smart.
她不开，她说。
And she said, "No, I won't drive anymore."
她说你在旁边，我就不开。
When you're sitting by the side, I won't drive.
所以，我从这边我知道什么？我知道就是我嘴上说的很多，批评很多。
And so from this, it made me realize that I speak a lot and also pass on a lot of judgment.
虽然我心想当然是为他的安全。
Even though in my heart I did this out of concern for his safety.
可是我们行出来的时候，从嘴巴上面出来的时候，让别人接受到的时候，就是一个怎么说呢？是很公义，但是没有任何的爱。
But in my actions, what comes out of my mouth that make people feel like truly it may be right, but that they cannot feel this love.
可以，他我在想，他觉得旁边坐的他就是另外一个考官。
So I think to her, maybe sitting beside her is just another driver's. Driver officer.
所以我想，我们任何人开车，包括我现在开的那么好的话，我也不希望一个警察坐我旁边我开车。
I think that no matter how good we think we are as a driver, we don't want our driving tester sitting beside us.
对，因为在警察的眼里一定有问题。
Because to those people, we always have problems.
因为他的眼睛就是看我们哪些地方出错。
Because their eyes are trained to judge us to see where we did wrong.
所以让我真是看到，如果我是在主耶稣里的话。
So made me realize that if we're in Christ,
我一定不会是给女儿有这样的印象。
I wouldn't have given her this impression.
这我讲的就是说，从生活里面的这些事情来看，哈，我们是如何在家里也能够结果子。
So this is how, speaking of how we can bear fruit, within our homes.
那么我们再来看，就是说，在家和去礼拜堂这段时间我们在的地方。
So, and then next, let's look at the time between when we go between our home and the church.
这里面包括就是说你去上学、工作、买菜、包括旅游。
So this time includes going to work, going to school, or grocery shopping, or traveling on vacation.
我是在收音机上面听到一个讲到。做见证的弟兄哈。
So I heard this on the radio, a brother who's just giving a testimony.
他是见证，他是参加了一个那个布道团，他们是去另外一个州，在美国去另外一个州去布道。
So the brother was sharing that he joined a mission team and to spread gospel in another state.
他们呢是去在乘车，乘着大车，然后他们到中间休息站的时候，他们去像 McDonald 这种地方去休息一下。
So on their way to the other state, they were in this big van, so they in the middle they took a break and they went to like McDonald's.
他们到 McDonald's 大家都知道，因为长途总归是要到厕所去去洗手什么的。
So you know that on long travels, people after during this, breaks, people usually use the restroom.
所以我们大家去旅游啊，开车旅游都有这经验哈。一到了，我们实际上到了 McDonald's， 第一件事不是去吃啊，可能是去方便一下。
So I think I'm sure all of you had this experience on a long trip. Whenever we stop at McDonald's, the first thing is not to go order food, but to use the facilities.
那个做见证的弟兄他说哈，他看到他的带领的弟兄
So this brother said that he saw the leading brother in this mission trip group.
当他用完这个厕所的时候，他就在里面就是给他擦弄在那里，把他搞干净。
He saw that this brother after he finished using the facility, he actually cleaning the toilet.
这个做见证的弟兄说，我以为这带领的人他只会讲道。
So this brother said, I thought this leader only knows how to preach.
他说我跟他讲，他说我都不知道你以前干过这个事情，帮他清理他的。
He said, "I didn't know that you used to do this to clean the facilities."
那个人说不是。
And he said, "No."
他说我们是基督徒，我们每到一个地方，我们离开的时候，要把更好的留下。
We're Christians, so wherever we go and when we leave, we need to leave this the place in a better condition than before.
从这里我们就看到哈，就看到这个生命的主耶稣生命的这个果子出来哈。
So from this, we can see the fruit. the fruit of Lord Jesus' life.
他就把主耶稣的啊所带来的祝福，他到一个地方带到一个地方。
And he left Lord Jesus' blessing on every place that he went to.
还有一次，那是我自己看到的哈。
And another example is where I saw this with my own eyes.
就我跟一个弟兄一起去一个地方。
I was with a brother and we going to a place.
然后从高速公路下来之后。到了那个快要接近那个交叉路口，就红绿灯的地方。
We exit out the highway and we come to a red light stop.
然后很远就看见有那个乞讨的人在那里拿着牌子在就是乞讨钱哈。
And from far we saw this person who was begging, who was panhandling.
因为那个弟兄开车，我是坐在旁边的位置。
So the other brother was driving and I was sitting beside him.
然后他车快要靠近他的时候，他就把窗拿下来，然后手去拿的钱就给那个人。
And so as he came closer to the beggar, he lowered his windows, and in the other hand, he took money and gave it to him.
啊，我当时看到这个的时候，我马上就想到。
And when I saw this, I immediately thought.
啊，不管那个人接受钱的人怎么样，知道这位弟兄给他是不是基督徒，但我们知道，在那个被接受的人一定会感激这位弟兄。
So I thought that person who was receiving this money, maybe he didn't know that this is a brother in Christ, but within his heart, he must feel full of thanksgiving.
可是我马上就想到我自己。
But then I immediately thought about myself.
因为我常常也碰到这种情况。
Because oftentimes I encounter this situation.
我也不知道你们会不会碰到这种。
Do you encounter this situation?
有的时候特别最尴尬的是，你从高速公路下来的时候，你正好停到他的边上。
And most of the time, the most embarrassing moment would be that after you exit the highway, you are the very first car in line, and he's right beside you.
这个时候不知道你眼睛往哪里放哈。
You do not know where to put your.
那么好，为什么不去工作
？So within my mind, I always thought, look at this person. He looks physically fit. Why isn't he working?
对，世界上还有很多穷的人，我这个钱要给别的人。
There are so many other poor people in this world that I need to give this money to.
我能找出很多很多理由来给我自己找一个借口。
I could find many, many reasons to, as an excuse for myself.
就不能像那位弟兄一样的，就是拿了钱就给他。
And I couldn't be like that brother who just took the money and gave it to him.
从这里面我自己心里面知道哈，在这个里面知道，我没有这个良善。
And so from that example, I realized within my heart I do not have that this compassion.
所以从这里面也知道，没有在主里。
And from this, I also know that I'm not in Christ.
我们虽然有知识，我们可以做把世界上各种各样的道理都搬出来。
Even though we may have head knowledge and we can reveal all this, say all these things,
但是在这件事上没有行出来。
But then on these simple matters, we did not act.
那就特别没有行出来的时候，特别想到有时候我们读经的时候，保罗说把万事都当作粪土哈。
And especially.In regards to these kind of matters, we did not see as what Paul said, which is to regard all things as dust.
所以从这一点，我就看到自己的法利赛人的这一点哈。
And from this, I can see what Pharisee I am.
连一点点钱都不愿拿出来施舍，怎么还把整个世界当作粪土？
We cannot even take out this little money to give to someone who needs it. How could we then view the rest of the world as dust?
还有一个我也讲一个也是我说经历过的，就是作为也是我经历这方面的，就是说怎样学习哈。
Another example is something also I have experienced.
那个我们在餐馆吃饭。
And so we're eating in a restaurant.
那次呢我们是去到威斯勒去滑雪，然后再总喜欢在那个温哥华停下来吃个午餐。
So we're going to Whistler to ski and then we like to stop in Vancouver to eat.
我们那是在吃那个点心哈，吃点心方面吃广东的点心。
So we're at the time we're stopping there to eat dim sum.
那吃完点心之后总要付小费嘛，对吧
？So after you eat, we always pay tip.
那我们的问题就来了。
So the dilemma is.
因为作为家长嘛，总会看这个服务一般啦，这服务一般，我们就给小费大概应该多少
？So as parents, we view okay, so the service is like this, and therefore we should leave this much tip.
大概当时我们想的是说这个服务就这样了，我们就给12%吧。
So I think at the time we felt that okay the service is so we'll just leave 12%.
那我们儿子就插了一句20。
But then our son said 20%.
我说你脑子对不对啊
？I said do you have a problem? in your head?
因为服务非常非常好才给二十。
Because you only give 20% for people who serve you really well.
实际上我讲这话之后，我想过我所有去的餐馆，我从来没给过20%。
But come to think of it, I never left the 20% tip for it.
总会找出一些毛病，好像也找出一些借口啊。
I could always find something wrong with their service.
最后后来我就想，我这些小孩不懂，你走开。
So finally, I felt like you're just a kid. You don't understand.
我们儿子就气呼呼地跑掉了，到外面去了。
So my son was angry, so he left.
后来我那个心里面就是说，觉得就是这个事情好像有点不对。
But within my heart, then I felt there's something wrong with this.
我后来好像付了是超过12%，大概是17%好像是。
But I think we
出了个整数。
We ended up paying 17%. It had come to an even number.
然后这个一路上就从温哥华开到那个威斯勒，一路上都不高兴啊。
But then, we ended up all the way from Vancouver to Whistler. I didn't feel this joy within my heart.
最后我在鼓着勇气跟儿子讲，我说我还是付了蛮多的。
And then finally, I took up the courage to say to my son that I paid more than usual.
实际上你看到哈，这个实际上很多地方，我们都是我们。啊、看到我们身上有没有真正的我们主耶稣的生命在里面。
So I think there are a lot of these instances where we can see whether we have a Lord Jesus within us.
对啊，是不是借着我们这个管道，在你所去的地方，包括付小费各种地方，是不是能给别人带来祝福
？And whether he can use us as a conduit to pass on this blessing, for example, like when we're in restaurants or other places.
不是因为我们拿来判断看他们做的质量好不好，而是我们有没有恩典，从主耶稣领受的，我们也能够同样的给到他们。
It's not whether they did they provide good service, but rather whether we're willing to pass on the grace and blessing that we receive from our Lord Jesus onto others.
所以现在那个去餐馆的话，只要儿子在的话，我就说你决定多少小费。
So now when we go to restaurant, whenever my son's present, I always ask him to make the decision on how much tip to leave.
所以有一次那个正好我们家里有姐妹会哈，所以那个我呢就和儿子，就是海波叫我和儿子两人单独出去吃饭。
So one time we had a sisters only meeting in my house, so my son and I went to have dinner.
所、so, 以我想我当时想好吧，那就陪儿子出去吃饭，第一个花点愿望钱反正。
So okay fine, I'll take my son out to then to
而且外面的食物也不好吃，我说他选的地方肯定我不喜欢。
And so probably end up spending money I don't need to spend, and also probably the place he picked is some most likely will be a place I don't like the food there.
对，所以然后呢，我说我也尽诸般的意，不好吃就不好吃，没关系。
But that's okay.
然后他就选了一个墨西哥餐馆，我们就去了。
So we went to a Mexican restaurant.
然后我们坐下来吃完，他点的东西都不多，很少。我说我特意来陪你吃，怎么点这一点
？So he ordered a few items, and I asked him, so I'm going out with you to eat. Why are you only ordering these little?
然后吃完了，我老问他这地方好不好，下次要不要带妈妈来
？And so after the meal, I asked him how's the meal? Should we bring mom here next?
他跟我说一般一般。
And he said so.
我说好吧，那付小费，我说你付钱吧，我说你付钱，付小费好了。
So why don't you give the tip?
然后他跟我说，哎呀，这个服务也不是太好的。
And then he starts to say the service is not that great.
那我看见我的话在他里面了。
So now it becomes my words are within him.
我想他是为了迎合我，他为了。
I think he's just trying to make me feel better.
好了，反正这道关我们是过了，现在我们尽量的就是付小费，尽量的往高的去付。
So I think we made it past that point now. So now whenever we go out and to eat, we leave a bigger tip.
这也是一个就是学习哈，是一个学习。我们可以自己节省，但是我们对外，我们就是说对做见证，在各地的时候，我们希望把我们的领受的丰丰满满的包括富裕都能够跟别人一起同享。
So I think this is a lesson to be learned that by ourselves we may try to save some money, but when we are outside that we can try and pass on some of the abundance that we receive from the Lord.
我们同样我们在教会里面。
And same thing within the church.
实际上教会里面就像一个大家庭一样。
So within the church it's just like a big family.
是的，我们到这里来不但我们敬拜神。
True, we come here not only to worship God.
我们真正的敬拜也看到我们兄弟姐妹之间是如何相处。
But we are also here to see how brothers and sisters treat each other.
我刚才讲到了我的受洗 啊，能够今天能够啊归入主的名下和各兄弟姐妹的见证都是有关的。
So like I mentioned before just now, that my baptism, to be able to stand here in my baptism has to do with the testimony I see in the brothers and sisters around me.
对，我还记得啊，去听福音的时候，还是啊 Betty 和林兆祖来接我。
And also, I still remember that when I was listening to the gospel, it's our sister Betty and also Brother Lin who took us there.
还有查经对吧，在杨兆武家、陈和群家、周世康家对吧
？And also Bible study with the various fellowships.
都是兄弟姐妹所做的这一点一滴哈，真让我看见。
It's all these things that brother and sister have done.
能够感受到。这个现在知道他们这个结的果子是从我们主耶稣这个真葡萄树上面出来的。
And made us feel that this true fruit that they bore came from this true vine.
也特别看到年长的弟兄姐妹们真是为了主的道各处奔波各做探访。
And also we saw that the elderly people who are traveling all across the world for God's words.
我们在教会里面实际上一样，我们没兄弟姐妹之间没有什么谈是否公平，是否就是说是否对和错。
And also the same thing within the church between brother and sister, we don't have anything that's fair or unfair, what's right or not right.
我们应该都是在我们的主里面。
We should all be within the in Christ.
我们都是在主里面领受我们主的恩典。
And we're all in Christ to receive His blessings.
我们在一起没有别的，只有敬主般的义。
And when we gather together, we have nothing else but to do His will.
我们不让那个知识善恶树的这个影响在我们的中间，我们没有任何地方去用好来坏或者对和错来对待我们的兄弟姐妹们。
There is no place for us to use what we have learned from eating from the fruit, tree of knowledge of good and evil, and use that with our brothers and sisters.
我们每一个人都要在我们的主的里面。
And every one of us need to be with our Lord.
让我们每时每刻都在主的里面，这样我们才能够结果子。
And may we be within Him every single moment of the day, so that only then can we bear fruits.
那么我们在这里，我想借用保罗不是彼得的彼得前书里面的一段经文来总结我的讲的一些信息哈。
So I'd like to use words from First Peter to summarize what I've been sharing.
是在彼得前书第三章。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 7。
第七节这里，彼得我们都知道哈，彼得他他跟随我们的主耶稣，我们在我们眼里好像是一个非常就是说一个粗犷的人，不会那么很细心的人哈。
So we know that Peter has a follower of Jesus. From what we read, he is somebody who's really a little bit rough around the edges.
就粗线条的人哈，粗线条的人。
So, yeah, his behavior is kind of rough most of the time.
可是在这里他写到怎么写到
？But here we can see that he wrote,
你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住，因他比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
Your husbands, in the same way, live with your wives in an understanding way as which someone weaker, since she is a woman, and show her honor as a fellow heir of the grace of life, so that your prayer will not be hindered.
所以我们这些做弟兄的哈，读了保罗这段彼得这段话的时候，我不知道你们有没有同样的感受哈。
So as brothers, I'm not sure if you had the same feeling after reading these words.
不管你妻子家里面讲声是讲话是细声细气的，还是大吼大叫的哈。
Whether you speak with a quiet and low voice with your wife in the home, or maybe you speak with a loud voice,
你是否感觉到她比你软弱？
Did you feel that she's weaker than you are?
她是不是跟你一同承受生命之恩的？
Isn't she the one who is also she's heir, a fellow heir to the grace of life?
就前段时间。黄董时在组织了一次我们的夫妻教会的许多夫妻在一起，是讲弟兄为姐妹弟兄请姐妹吃饭感谢他们 他们所做的。
So a while ago our brother Sik organized a wife appreciation night where the brothers are actually treating the wives.
在这上面确实我们看见许多许多弟兄真是很能干的，烧了很好的菜。
So from that we can saw a lot of brothers are actually pretty talented in cooking and made a lot of good foods.
但我想也从我的例子来看，不管怎么样，虽然是弟兄做，但是太太在后面还是有点指点哈。
I think at least from my own example, even though the brother may be the one preparing, but they had some help.
所以我们兄弟里面是看到，实际上是看到我们的姐妹，无论在家里还是在教会哈的侍奉，在工作里面都很大的付出。
So from this we can see that our sisters, no matter where they are, whether it's family life or church life, they pay a lot.
所以才会有兄弟弟兄这样的感动来组织这样子的，让我们有机会向妻子表达哈感谢。
And that's why our brothers were moved to organize such a meeting as an opportunity to offer our thanks for our sisters.
对啊，我们在这个上面还看了大家的结婚照片，或者说当初刚刚他们在一起的照片哈。
And also during that meeting that night, we also get an opportunity to see everybody's wedding pictures, or maybe the first time they took pictures together.
那个女人不管我们参加的人现在的年纪如何，那个时候都非常非常年轻哈。
So it doesn't matter what age we are now, but at least in those pictures back then, everybody was really young.
我不知道其他人你们看到，我想你们一定有很多很多的感触哈。
I don't know how others feel, but I think you probably had a lot of it brings back a lot of memories.
对啊，当我看到那个照我自己和海波的照片的时候哈。
When I saw my own picture with my wife.
我就想到彼得这句话。
I thought about what Peter said.
我就想到彼得这句话，而且我自己心里面就说当初的誓言。一定要坚持。
And I thought about what Peter said, and also I promised myself that the vows I made back then I must keep those.
现在这个时候当时看的时候可以心里面这样说，我要一定要坚持，是因为现在我自己在主里面，我知道。
And so the reason I said I must continue the vows I made because I'm in Christ now, and I know.
而且像我们教会许多的年长的兄弟姐妹们，他们都虽然白头发，他们那天也参加了，真是值得我们羡慕哈。
And also, we also have elderly brother and sister who also joined us during that night, and so they truly made us envy them that they could that they're still together.
我们要把那个主耶稣给我们的这个信实的这个义的果子哈，我们要能够结出来这义的果子。
So we need to bear this fruit of trustworthiness from our Lord.
我们要看到我们这个家庭基督徒里面的婚姻和世上的是有区别的。
So we need to be able to see a difference in the marriage life of a Christian and those of this world.
就让人真正看到哈，这个是生命的果子。
So people can see truly this is fruit of life.
下面我们继续看彼得前书的第八节到第十二节。
So we'll continue to read from 1 Peter verse 8 to 10.
如果你知道讲到这个之前的时候，他讲了什么教会年长的和年轻之间人的关系的教会兄弟姐妹之间的关系。
So before he was talking about the relationship between the older generation and the younger and also between brothers and sisters.
所以在这里彼得说到第八节，总而言之，你们都要同心，彼此体恤，相爱如弟兄，存慈怜谦卑的心。
Verse 8, to sum up, all of you be harmonious, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted, and humble in spirit.
不要不以恶报恶，以辱骂还辱骂，倒要祝福，因你们是为此蒙召。好叫你们承受福气。
Not returning evil for evil or insult for insult, but giving a blessing instead, for you were called forever, for the very purpose that you might inherit a blessing.
因为经上说，人若爱生命，愿享美福，需要禁止舌头不出恶言，嘴唇不说诡诈的话。
For the one who desires life,to love and see good days, must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit.
也要离恶善行离恶行善，寻求和睦，一心追赶。
He must turn away from evil and do good. He must seek peace and pursue it.
因为主的眼看顾义人，主的耳听他们的祈祷，唯有行恶的人，主向他们变脸。
For the eyes of the Lord are towards the righteous, and his ears attend to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil.
所以我们兄弟姐妹，我们愿意我们在一起，在这个大的家庭里面，我们每一个人都愿意常常在我们的主里面。
So brothers and sisters in this church, I hope that everyone is willing to constantly be in Christ.
我们最后想在马可福音里面的一段话，是主耶稣自己的话来作为结束。
Lastly, I'd like to end with a word from the Lord Jesus in the book of Mark.
是在马可第十四章二十五节。
It's in chapter 14, verse 25.
我们在薄饼的时候常常会读到前面的话哈。
And so when we break bread, oftentimes we will read the verse before it.
那么在这里我想用主耶稣这句话来让我们激励我们，让我们盼望那一天和我们主耶稣在一起的时候。
So I'd like to use this verse to encourage everyone until the day the Lord Jesus returns again.
这句话就是我实在告诉你们，是主耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，我不再喝这葡萄汁，直到我在神的国里喝新的那日。
Truly I say to you, this is Jesus speaking, I will never again drink of the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God.
我们愿主的话存在我们的心里，我们都盼望着那一天和我们主耶稣在神的国里面喝新的那日。
I pray that this word will be in our hearts, and I hope that the day that we look forward to the day when we again can drink it anew in God's kingdom.
好，谢谢大家。
Thank you, everyone.